As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown, as we like to say. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday. This week is zipping right along. Thursday, June the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web also, a little website out there, vocallocal.org. You might want to check that out. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and probably not going to get too far into solutions today. We'll have to draw some conclusions, perhaps, but we might not find a lot of solutions in this mess. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We're going to cover some more of that philosophically radical concept today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access in the Austin, Texas area. Call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Micro 1650 out of Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And again, our websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. You might also check out freedomadvocates.org. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold was slapped and slapped hard, down below $960 in early trading. Yesterday was not a good day for gold either, towards the end of the day and overnight in the Asian and British marketplace. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Barry visits the land of the dead. We'll go there for a bit. Revolution and counter-revolution. We're going to go back and visit once again with the anarchists and the Marxists and all of those kinds of is and isms. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, June the 4th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up, euphemistically, certainly down considerably over yesterday, but gold was up off its closing. Came up $8.80 after being knocked, had the snake's knot knocked out of it, actually. It's now trading at $971.40. Silver up 8 cents, trading at $15.39. The platinum still strong, up $12 at $1,247 an ounce. Palladium up strong as well, $5 at $246, and we've got some news on the platinum and palladium scene. Also, a little bit of news on the silver scene today. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 959.80 for a low, 974.10. So we see a broad gap there, a wide spread, if you will, in the gold market, 959.80 for a low, 974.10 for a high, certainly considerably down from the 990 where we were at yesterday. Anyway, nevertheless, all things considered, at 971.40, we're still up $93.20 year on year for a 10.61% return on your investment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Thursday, June the 4th, 2009, to our broadcast to Become Vocal Local. If you're just joining us, we do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. We're going through the market reports for this morning off the New York City, out of New York City, and as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wow, what a night. What a day, what a night. We're going to see what happens today. Yesterday was rather interesting. I went through and just did a little blow-by-blow off the charts. Give it to you. Out of London, yesterday about 3:30 a.m. American time, not GMT, U.S. time. About 3:30 a.m., gold was trading at 990.80, plus or minus. By 5 o'clock in the morning, it was down to 978. 7:30 a.m., it went down to 975. Then, once it came into the NYMEX, once it came into the New York market, at 11:30 it was trading at 970. By 12:15 it had dropped to 965, and by 3 o'clock p.m. it was down to 960. So they came in and hammered it. Hammered you. If you look at the chart and you look at the big drops, there were some big hands, some large hands in the gold market yesterday, really knocking the snuffing out of it anyway. So today the London gold fix, the morning gold fix, is at 967.25. We're trading above that. Gold seems to be moving back up again, but there was a major market manipulation occurred yesterday. I don't know what the purpose was. It maybe it was just because Barry was off with Babar and Celeste traveling in the east, and they wanted him to look good publicly. Nevertheless, I have no idea how it happened, why it happened, or what they were doing, but they definitely made a major correction. Can they hold it down? I don't think so. All of the long article we read yesterday about the exporting of our gold compounds indicates that as more people figure this out, The gold's going to go through the roof. We'll see. We'll have to see. I don't have a crystal ball. Anyway, the lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 959.80 so far today for a low, 974.10 for a high, $93.20 return on your investment year to year for a 10.61% return on your investment. That gold spot market's going to close in 7 hours. Going into the other indices, if you will, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 66 points yesterday to 8,675. The NASDAQ closed off 11 points to 1826. The Standard & Poor's S&P was off 13 points to 932. So even the stock market wasn't spared, although they didn't get whacked as strongly as they might have been. Crude oil, if you're not paying attention, please do pay attention. Found a couple more articles I could have printed out and reported on today. People talking about oil going up $75-$85 a barrel, very likely. So if you're out there in farming land, if you have a small fleet of trucks in your construction company, if you run diesel fuel, if you run gasoline, and it makes up part of your bottom line, if you will, take a heads up here. You know, you can get a 300 or a 600 gallon tank. Sometimes you can lease them. Sometimes you can have them delivered for free if you just promise to use the supplier to refuel them. Take advantage right now. I mean, if you can, we talk about saving money and storing up your beans, your bullion, and your, you know, Bibles and bullets. Well, here's an opportunity where you could actually put some money in your pocket. If you could buy 300 or 400 or 600 gallons of gasoline or diesel for your use over the next 12 months or 6 months or 8 months and save considerably on it per gallon, there's an opportunity that you could just quickly make a little profit, put some money in your pocket. Anyway, you might think about that, especially if you're in the hay business, if you're a cattle man. Now would be the time to be filling up those tanks if you haven't done so already. The U.S. dollar index up 29 basis points, part of the problem, I guess, perhaps, not really, but ostensibly we could say that they fudged it up another 29 basis points, trading at 79.79. In the foreign exchange rates, the U.S. dollar compared to things otherwise in the world, foreign exchange rates, Canadian dollar up a little bit at 90 cents. U.S. today, Mexican pesos are trading at 8 cents. The multiplier there is 13.2725. So for every dollar you spend U.S., you can buy 13.27 pesos. 8 cents on the peso. The euro running $1.42. The British pound, $1.62. Watch that British pound. It's moving up quite a bit. You're wondering what you could do with your dollars if you didn't want to buy gold and silver and diesel fuel and other things. You could be buying British pounds and you might be putting some money in your pocket. Swiss francs, 94 cents. In the bond market, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.93%. The 10-year is running at 3.65%. And the 30-year is out there at 4.54 percentile. And that's the markets today for Thursday, June the 4th. This is an article I pulled off. This is an early article, June 4th, Reuters. The exchange-traded fund securities said on Thursday the amount of metal it holds to back its silver exchange-traded commodities rose to a record 20.064 million ounces on June the 3rd, while its palladium holdings also hit an all-time high. That might have a little bit of a bearing on why the price of silver and palladium are going up and have been going up. There's activity in those marketplaces, and I was just waiting for this article to come along because I can't quite fathom or wrap my mind around why palladium and platinum have been climbing, climbing, and climbing when everybody's talking about the auto industry going down and down and down. So they can see that these exchange-traded funds do have an opportunity to come into these markets and buy in large ways, far beyond what the small producers and the individual private holders might do. They have an opportunity here to impact the markets. Again, ETFs, physical silver has added 2.3 million ounces or 12.7% to its holding in the last 30 days, according to data released by the company. Holdings of its ETFs, physical palladium product, meanwhile, rose 13,677 ounces on Wednesday, lifting them 4.7% to a record of 304,635 ounces. So you can see they're in the market a little deeper than you or I might be. Exchange-traded funds, which issue securities backed by physical stocks of a particular metal, have represented a major source of demand for the precious metals in recent years. And that article by Jan Harvey came off of Reuters this morning. Here's another continuing story, a continuing saga of these Harmony Mining company down in Johannesburg. They're just not getting any relief in this story. It's been on the web every morning just about for some time. Here's another article off of the Mail and Guardian Online, Johannesburg, South Africa, June the 4th. Harmony Gold, South Africa's third largest gold producer, on Thursday confirmed that the bodies of another 15 illegal miners have been brought to the surface at a Zeeland shaft in Welkom in the Free State. This brings the number of bodies recovered to 76 after 61 were brought to the surface earlier this week. Harmony spokesperson Marianne van der Walt said that there was no way of saying whether more bodies would be found and recovered. Quote, "We simply have no idea how big this problem is," close quote, she said. Post-mortem investigations on 25 bodies attributed the deaths to the inhalation of smoke and gas. Smoke and gases were believed to be caused by an underground fire in an abandoned area of the shaft. The shaft, having been out of use for the past 5 years, has no ventilation or cooling. According to, well, we'll have to pick up the rest of the story on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, "I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me"? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You might as well go and have more time and make me strike out of it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Oh,
And we've returned once again, going back to murder capital of the world, Johannesburg, South Africa, reading this story out of the Mail and Guardian Online in regards to this Harmony Gold Mining company and this various ongoing saga here. It goes like this. According to Afrikaans Daily Beeld, a former police officer who has 12 years of experience in cases of illegal mining, said he feared that hundreds more bodies of illegal miners could still be underground in the mines. Hundreds more bodies? The former police officer estimated that about 3,000 illegal miners work underground in mines on a daily basis in Welkom alone. Harmony has charged and plans to prosecute 294 other illegal miners who were arrested in the province over the past 2 weeks. Provincial police spokesman Senior Superintendent Sam McCall, or McHale, said six additional people were taken in for questioning by police on Tuesday night regarding illegal mining activities. Of the six people being quizzed, five are men and one is a woman, all Welkom residents. That's W-E-L-K-O-M if you want to find it on the in your atlas. South Africa there, Johannesburg area. The mines in the Free State are linked through a series of tunnels, as we've reported in the past, and it's reportedly easy to walk underground for more than 35 kilometers. Illegal miners who often bribe mine security or mine workers to gain access to shafts are said to stay underground for as long as 3 months at a time. Every time we hear a little bit more about this story, we find these people like troglodytes. They've been out of the sunshine for months. I mean, it just begs the question, how are they getting food? How do they get water? How extensive is this network? Who's involved in this? Rather interesting story here. Mine workers, some of them who earn little more than 4,000 rand a month, are likely to be tempted by an offering up to 2,000 rand to assist an illegal miner underground. Mining Minister Susan Shambangu said illegal mining was believed to be linked to syndicates, and some of these operations even went as far as melting gold in the disused mines before smuggling it to the surface. Hence the possibility there of a fire at one of these smelting operations. Promising to leave no stone unturned in the hunt for these ruthless crime bosses, she warned that illegal mining was a threat not only to the mining industry, but also to the South African economy. Of course, they're going to worry about their own pocketbook. I'd say they got a real problem going on here, and, you know, it's just, I'm just going to continue to follow the story. I hope you're interested in that too. Rather dreadful situation going on in there. Imagine being down in these mines for months and months at a time. Can't exactly be good for your health. On a related note, everybody reported on the aircraft that is Airbus A300, I think it is, that's out there in the ocean that's down and broken up. Well, they're finding more and more stuff on it all the time. They finally located the stream of wreckage in the water, and they're going through it. But, yes, indeed, and in fact, they have been finding aircraft seats, you know, seat backs and things like that, cushions that float. And if you see all of that, of course, that kind of debris on the surface, then it obviously went into the water hard and broke up, or it came down in pieces. But anyway, we'll follow that story too. No illumination as to how or why it went into the water. They're still holding out some promise on this electrical storm story, but as I mentioned, the aircraft like that are very, 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 very well tested, and they're made to withstand substantial amounts of electrical shock from lightning strikes and other things. So whether or not it was struck by lightning and brought to the water surface, or whether it was struck by a missile, or whether some other thing happened, that's to be determined later. Off to join in the festivities, if you will, in the land of the dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, off to the land of Egypt here. I may read most of this article. It's only two pages. Yes, Barry the Usurper calls for, quote-unquote, a new beginning between U.S. and the Muslims. This article off Bloomberg, Edward Chen. President, I don't use that phrase, Barry the Usurper pledged to seek a new beginning between the U.S. and the Muslim world, calling for people in both societies to find common ground and end a quote-unquote cycle of suspicion and discord. Of course, he didn't say that he was going to recall the troops, get the jackboot off the throat of the people, and push the Israelis out into the sea. He didn't say any of those sorts of things, but he's looking for common ground with the Islamics and ending the cycle of suspicion and discord. In a speech at Cairo University today, this is June 4th, Bloomberg, in a speech at Cairo University today, Barry the Usurper touched on sources of tension from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to religious freedom, to women's rights, democracy, and the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. I guess he just took a stick and poked him in the eye hard, but not really. Some of his most direct language was used to address the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. While he called the U.S. bond with Israel, quote-unquote, unbreakable, and that is a shame. Should never have taken on that little foundling. Anyway, unbreakable, and insisted that Hamas must stop all violence against Israelis. Obama said Israel must abandon its West Bank settlements and recognize Palestinian aspirations for statehood. You better dream on, Bubba. Israelis must acknowledge that just as Israel's right to exist cannot be denied by some, neither can Palestine's, the usurper said. He called Palestinian situation in the West Bank and Gaza intolerable, well, I'd say so, that's an understatement, and said, quote, the United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements. Well, the settlements aren't really the big problem there, Barry. What about phosphorus bombing and bombing hell out of these people and denying them access to building materials and food and water and everything else? The settlements? Illegitimate in their beginning. The 55-minute address was part of an effort by the usurper to lift U.S. standing with Muslims at a moment when the administration is working to reignite the Middle East peace process. Yeah, reignited, all right. Waging war against Islamic insurgents in two countries and battling to choke off support for al-Qaeda and other American-sponsored terrorists. That's not what they said in Bloomberg, but that's what we should say. What a bunch of nonsense. Should have been booed out of the stadium right about there. And we always talk about these Islamic insurgents. Those would be the people, maybe the freedom fighters for their own time, trying to get the jackboot of the imperialist West off their throat. That's about the only thing that's intolerable that's going on over there. History with Islam. The president was interrupted several times by applause, and he cited the Quran at least four instances. Of course, he had great difficulty putting his hand on a Bible and swearing the oath to president, but I can understand why he would. He knew he was lying. Anyway, that experience, I can't forget this one. This is the key of the whole article here. Barry the usurper also reminded the audience that his father was from a Muslim family and he spent part of his childhood in Indonesia. He won't come clean with that in the United States, but he doesn't mind telling that to the people in Egypt. Maybe if he would get up on his big horse there and tell the people of the United States that he was born in Indonesia and just resign, he'd forgive him. He'd be back.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned. You know, one of the big challenges that the whole planet is facing, really, is the unification of education all around the world. You know, these poor people, young people, students, etc., in the various countries that the usurper has been traveling around in, even the students over in China, you know, are subject to some of it as well. When they figured out that they could get in and just, you know, get involved with historical revisionism and to the victor goes the spoils, and the victor writes the history, and the government runs the schools, and is free, you know, and gratuitous education for all, and no child left behind, and spare no child, and kindergartens, and the whole program. You know, it doesn't matter where on the planet you go. You know, you don't know who you're talking to. You wouldn't know what you're. What the children, the young people, even the adults, and even the world leaders, you have no idea what kind of a planet that they live on. Do they live on the planet stupider too, or do they live someplace else? Where in the universe is their planet located? You know, does the sun rise in the east, or does it rise in the west? You know. Does water rotate clockwise as it goes down the bowl, or counterclockwise, you know, and all that? Are all the natural laws stood on their heads, you know, in Cairo, if you drop a cup of coffee on the floor, do you wind up having to wipe it off the ceiling like you do in New York, where the laws of gravity no longer work? Tough challenge. even for Barry the Usurper, so it's difficult to know what's in the mind of the people when you address the people. Depends on where they're getting their information, how they got propagandized and programmed. But continuing here from the article, Barry the Usurper reminded the audience that his father was a Muslim and that he spent part of his childhood in Indonesia, probably from, you know, prenatal to, oh, I don't know, you know, whatever age he finally became something else. And then he goes on, he goes like this, quote, "That experience guides my conviction that a partnership between America and Islam," so now we're dealing with a country and a religion, "a partnership between a country, America, and Islam, a religion, must be based on what Islam is, not what it isn't," the usurper said. "And I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear." Wherever they appear? Barry, wherever they appear? Fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear? Why don't you visit with Dick Cheney for a few minutes? Talk to Jorge Bush. Talk about that Islamofascism nonsense. Negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear? Come on, Barry. Who's writing for you? Nathan Brown, professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University, said the usurper managed to, quote-unquote, thread the needle with the speech by addressing a broad audience on tough issues, quote, "without sounding like he's lecturing or hectoring." I guess I wouldn't have been writing his speeches for my both lecture and hector. Obama's language on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict was, quote, "blunt, but it was gentle on both sides," Brown said. I guess it was just involved and wrapped up in newspeak. You know, I hope one of our other news hounds on the network will be able to find that speech. I tried to get it today, but my ability of news hounding is not anywhere near as advanced as the other hosts on this network. So maybe somebody will be able to extract this speech out of the cyberspace so we can hear some more of the words, the pertinent quotations. Political Capital, the article continues, Mark Heller, political scientist at Tel Aviv University's Institute for National Strategic Studies, said the usurper's repeated use of the term Palestine is significant in that, quote, "it may buy Barry a little bit of political capital," close quote, with the Arab world. It might buy him a little bit of political capital. So I guess if I was making a speech to a group of young people today, maybe I would buy political capital by using the phrase 9/11 over and over and over again ad nauseum, obtaining political capital. Dropping down a bit further in the article, he says here, when they get into the tough issues, he's going to be able to say, quote, "you can't accuse me of being fundamentally hostile," close quote, because he's promoted Palestinian statehood and used their favored term to do it. So he's just over there on an appeasement mission, we might say. In addition to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the usurper outlined five other sources of tension between the U.S. and the Muslims. So now we're talking Islam in one hand, Muslims in another. But here's the five other sources of tension. Violent extremism, quote-unquote, in all its forms. I guess that would be waterboarding, rendition, Gitmo, violent extremism in all of its forms. Phosphorus bombing, aiding and abetting the committed of random murder by the Israelis, by the United States. Here's another one of the five sources of tension between the U.S. and Muslims. Stopping nuclear weapons development in Iran. Maybe we should revisit that, Barry. Another source of tension between the U.S. and the Muslims is stopping the development of nuclear energy in Iran. Here's another one. And this ought to be a source of tension no matter where it's found. The spread of democracy. Oh, yes, revisiting Woodrow Wilson, making the world safe for democracy, the war to end all wars, jingoism and rhetoric. That certainly ought to be a tension between the Muslims and the U.S. The Mohammedans know how to read, at least most of them do. Religious freedom, religious freedom, and the rights of women. That ought to really tick the guys off over there. Keep talking about the rights of women in places where they study the Quran, and you might wind up with your head on a plate. Anyway, let's continue. Citing a verse in the Quran, that tells Muslims to, quote, speak truth always. Oh, Barry the usurper said that in order to move forward, quote, we must say openly to each other the things we hold in our hearts and that too often are said only behind closed doors. If this ain't the pot calling the kettle black, what is it? Here, don't forget this now, citing a verse in the Quran that tells Muslims to, quote, speak always the truth. Well, let's hold him to that standard. He wants to go around the world as the great ambassador of the United States corporate identity and tell others to speak always the truth and to say openly to each other the things we hold in our hearts and that too often are only said behind closed doors. If this is the message he wants to spread in Egypt, let's see him uphold it and stay to that standard when he's back in the U.S. of A. Fighting extremism, the article continues, discussing violent extremism, that would be revolution, counter-revolution. We've talked about anarchy here. Such a pertinent article. Obama, Barry the usurper, said that he will, quote-unquote, relentlessly fight terrorist extremists in order to protect the American people. Well, roll up your sleeves, Barry. Wade right into the mix. Yeah, you'll fight them all right. Pencil neck. Lawyer, geek, you'll fight them relentlessly, all right, using someone else's children and someone else's armament while you're carefully ensconced away, going for the beluga on a Breton cracker, no doubt. He reiterated his commitment to withdrawing the U.S. troops from Iraq by 2012. That's not exactly an immediate withdrawal, but 2012, just, well, give me a couple more years. And defended the U.S. war in Afghanistan as, quote-unquote, a necessity. After the September the 11th terrorist attacks, apparently the usurper has swallowed the Kool-Aid. A necessity. A war in Afghanistan after the September 11th terrorist attacks. A necessity. Barry the usurper explained his strategy for improving Afghanistan's governance, notice the word governance, focusing more aid and attention on neighboring Pakistan. Explained his strategy for improving Afghanistan's government by focusing aid and attention on neighboring Pakistan. Talk about misdirection. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Today, our return on profits will go up, we will do it again.
loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we're back on just kind of heating up this hour on this news article here, but nevertheless, I think it's worth talking about it. You know, the usurpers out there basically spreading goodwill. Maybe that's the intention. But at the same time, this isn't the same old world, you know, that the Brits were involved with when they were over there muscling around in Egypt and in the Near East. You know, times have changed. British imperialism being replaced by American imperialism. It's basically all the same. It was just a handoff, just a pass off, and toss the ball over to us, and then we just continue the drive down the field. But, you know, some of this stuff, it's so bizarre, because you're not talking to the people from in the Stone Age, you know. Egypt and Babylonia, you know, we started out this long discourse on anarchy by going back and visiting 6,500 years ago and coming forward in history. These people have had brain cells operative for quite some time. And granted, you know, in the United States and in modern universities at the lower levels, I think imagine the Ivy Leagues will give you the straight scoop if you really want to. And if you're a Rhodes Scholar, you can go over and dig through the basement of Oxford Christ Church and fill up your copybook with quotations from some of the real documents gathered up around the world by the various crusaders, etc., and brought back to England and copies in the Vatican, probably. But to think that these people are Stone Age morons is just an absurdity, that they couldn't see through some of this. You know, some of these scholars, these Islamics, the imams and stuff, you know, they spend their whole lives with their nose right down in the Quran, and they understand so much. You know, they brought logic and the age of reason through the Saracens and the Moors. They brought that into the European discourse, and we've covered that in this study. At least I certainly have, reading this book by Edward McNall Burns, World Civilizations. And so we only make ourselves look foolish when we send people around that their speechwriters are just spreading propaganda and they're not speaking well in front of large audiences like this. But continuing here and closing this out, this is on the section of the article, the last section, talking about religious freedom. Let me back up a little bit. when Barry the Usurper began discussing democracy. Let's see, is that where I want to start? No, I'll back up a little bit further. Yeah, I do want to back up further. This part is still on fighting the terrorist extremism. I got distracted by the chat room during the break. Obama! Where did they get that clip? Hi, Animal Farm, if you haven't been listening to that, it's a good one. Obama. Barry the Usurper explained his strategy for improving Afghanistan's governance, focusing more aid and attention on neighboring Pakistan. And Barry sends an additional 21,000 troops to Afghanistan, where Taliban insurgents are increasing attacks and ramping up pressure on the U.S.-backed government. It's ridiculous. I mean, this article just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, make no mistake, he says, we do not want to keep our troops in Afghanistan. We seek no military bases there, 21,000 troops to Afghanistan. We seek no military bases there, 21,000 troops to Afghanistan. We do not want to keep troops in Afghanistan, 21,000 troops, an additional 21,000 troops to Afghanistan. The usurper said, we would gladly bring every single one of our troops home if we could be confident there would not be violent extremists in Afghanistan and Pakistan determined to kill as many Americans as they possibly can. But that is not the case. Go ahead, Barry. Bring 21,000 more troops to Afghanistan and keep bludgeoning your way around the near and the Middle East, and you will never have an end of violent extremists in Afghanistan and Pakistan pushing back against the great Satan, you moron, determined to kill as many of these 21,000 stormtroopers as possible. Isn't that what you do in a war? Isn't that what you do when your country is being occupied? I think so. And you're smarter than that, so stop lying to the people in Egypt. Iran. On Iran, Obama reaffirmed a long-standing U.S. policy saying any country, including Iran, quote, should have the right to access peaceful nuclear power if it complies with its responsibilities under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, close quote. Have you spoken with the Israeli Knesset lately, Barry? This is all voluntary compliance. As long as you voluntarily comply, as long as you consent to our wishes and to our will, then you can do whatever you want as long as it complies with our wishes and our will, and provided that you accept our ability to withdraw our claim and take your rights. Earlier in the speech, he called Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, his denial of the Holocaust as, quote, baseless, ignorant, and hateful. Baseless, ignorant, and hateful. I'm sure Barry the Usurper made a lot of friends with that baseless, ignorant, and hateful comment. Couldn't be more baseless if you tried. Couldn't be more ignorant if you studied no history, and it couldn't be more hateful at all. Quote, threatening Israel with destruction, repeating vile stereotypes about Jews. Now we're just, now let's go ahead and really confuse things. Jews and Israel is deeply wrong and only serves to evoke in the mind of Israelis, the Zionists, this most painful memory, while preventing the peace that people of this region deserve. How many intelligent Jews have rejected the Holocaust theory? How about Norman Finkelstein? Anybody ever read his book, Holocaust Industry? This is a real piece of work, this one. Anyway, dropping down a little bit further, when Barry the Usurper began discussing democracy, the younger members of the audience clapped and cheered. They probably clapped and cheered because they knew he was getting close to the end of his speech. It was the only word that they heard him speak that they got regularly fed to them in classrooms also. Everyone's talking about democracy. Social democracy is a global phenomenon, the spreading of socialism worldwide, making the world safe for democracy. You might as well just said it right, Woodrow. Why didn't you say making the world safe for socialism? Anyway, but when Barry the Usurper began discussing democracy, the young members of the audience clapped and cheered. Quote, I do have an unyielding belief that all people yearn for certain things. The ability to speak your mind, hate speech, hate crimes, and have a say in how you are governed. Free speech areas, tasering, confidence in the rule of law. Give us a break, Barry. And the equal administration of justice. Yes, we are all equally under the yoke of the reign of law now. It's all just ice. Government that is transparent and doesn't steal from the people. Trillions and trillions gone missing, not only from the Pentagon, but from everywhere. Stealing from the people. Government that is transparent and doesn't steal from the people. And the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. The freedom to live as you choose. As the CPS takes more children away from homeschoolers and people that protest about this or protest about that or people that want to smoke marijuana or do psilocybin mushrooms, you know. Yeah, free to live as you choose, the usurper said. Those are just not American ideas. It's also constitutional, Barry. They are human rights. Human rights? That's a quote right out of the Declaration of Human Rights. That's United Nations talk. That's New World Order. That's the International Traveler. This is the Cosmopolitan. This is the Neapolitan boy. And that is why we will support them everywhere. Right, Barry. Talking of religious freedom, the usurper called on Muslims to uphold, quote, the richness of religious diversity. Get a grip, Bubba. We'll be back on the other side and go into revolution and counter-revolution. That's enough for the news.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on, this is our Thursday, June the 4th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. In the first hour, we went over our financial reports. We saw that gold took quite a hammering in the last 24 hours. It was bashed down to 959.80. It's on its rebound now on the make. We'll see where it goes today. I don't have a crystal ball. I have no way of knowing. The markets are closed. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, they're closed in the morning hours when I'm working. So I don't see, I have to report yesterday. Of course, at this time of day, it's impossible to report closings for anything other than yesterday. So everything is active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But anyway, we went through the news. We see that Barry the Usurper is over in Egypt. He's now instead of being the great Satan, maybe he'll be remembered as the great Pinocchio, the one with the nose that never stops growing. Has to be followed around by Geppetto, the little woodcutter, and lopping off cordwood at the end of his nose and carting it off the side of the stage in a wheelbarrow just because the guy lies and lies like a rug. Anyway, let's pick up the pace and go back and revisit just for a moment a little bit more about anarchism as we come into the moderns. And again, we've talked about some of these people that made names for themselves. Some of them went down in infamy. Some of them became quite popular. Various anarchists, the collectivist anarchists Bakunin and Kropotkin. We've talked about them before a little bit. Associated with the followers of Marx in the International Working Man's Association. And where was it organized? Organized in London in 1864. You know, we are always pointing fingers all over the place. But we need to keep our eyes peeled on London and New York and London and New York. You know, Moscow is kind of like an also-ran. Errand boys. Always throwing rocks over there at Berlin. We need to look at London and New York. London and New York. That's where the problem is. You know, like I said before, you know, if we wanted to do something intelligent with the fat boy and his little brother, London and New York would have been suitable targets. We would have had a completely different last 100 years, I can assure you of that. Anyway, dropping down a little further here, let's pick up a thread on Bakunin. Bakunin is also famous as the father of terroristic anarchism, and this again is out of our World Civilizations by Burns, McNall Burns textbook, college textbook, pretty good one too. I'm very nearly done with it. I'm now deep into the World War II part of it, closing out and bringing it up to the time when this book was finished, advocating the overthrow of the state and of capitalism by violence. This is Bakunin's philosophy. He inspired what later became called as the propaganda by deed. Now that's a confirmation there because we came across that very same phrase when we were studying from the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences in an article titled Anarchism. Propaganda by the deed. That is, attracting attention to the anarchist cause by murdering a few prominent public officials and hated exploiters. So once again, we understand that if we're really going to get down to anarchism, it's not against government, it's always against individuals. Even from our study of the word anarch, no leader, no arch, no archist, no archon. And you'll find that this is where it is almost always directed. And we're going to find out more about that as we continue along on our study here. But once again, that is the propaganda by the deed, attracting attention to the anarchist cause by murdering a few prominent public officials and hated exploiters. It's good, makes for good propaganda. It was followers of Bakunin who were alleged to have been responsible for assassinating President McKinley, President Carnot of France, and King Humbert I of Italy. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Anarchism, counter-revolution, and revolution. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back. Once again, before I go into the anarchism a little bit further, I got a rather disturbing little note there in the chat room. A co-host or a fellow host on Revolution Broadcasting, Hal Turner, or excuse me, Hal Anthony, I think if I'm seeing this right, it scrolled up and it got away from me, but it's either Hal Anthony or Hal Turner. Come on, if you can, Insmart, let me know which one it is, has been arrested. So let's find out. It's Hal somebody. I'm just checking on the chat room here for this update coming up here. It was transferred. Someone. Who is it? Again, Insmort. If you can hear me, let me know who was arrested. Let's see if it'll come up here. There's a little bit of a delay between me and the chat room. See if it comes up. I want to just go on reading history if there's something breaking here that we need to know about. It was Hal Turner. Okay, well, it was Hal Turner was arrested. Well, Hal Turner's been arrested, and he's been arrested many times, I think. Hal Turner has a very checkered past, I think. We need to understand that Hal Turner, some people believe, is an insider working on the other side. Hal Turner, yeah, has been arrested. But nevertheless, not a good thing. Free speech is free speech. And so I'll follow up on that. Boy, that's a relief. I thought it was Hal Anthony, and Hal is dedicated to private property and are protecting our private property rights. Hal is a little more incendiary. I've listened to Hal Turner for years, First picked him up on WBCQ, and he's always been very outspoken on certain issues, but some people look at him and their eyebrows go up because he definitely has, I think, an intelligence agency connection in his past. So whether this is where this article is going to go, I don't know, but I'll look into that later. Maybe some of our other hosts will follow up on it during the day and give us an update on the process here with Hal Turner. Hal Turner arrested. Okay, continuing here, back to our article. We're going to drop down to a little bit more here. The most noted of all of the collectivist anarchists and one of the most interesting figures of modern times, our author writes, was Count Leo Tolstoy. Now, many of you may know his name, but he's best known for his novels, and Tolstoy was also one of the greatest of the Russian philosophers. He came to the conclusion that no progress could be made in remedying the ills of society until the upper classes should renounce their privileges and adopt the humble existence of men who will toil for their bread. But this would only be a beginning. In addition, all selfish individualism must disappear, all wealth must be surrendered to a common fund, and all agencies of force must be abolished. Tolstoy based much of his philosophy on the New Testament, especially on the Sermon on the Mount. He found in Jesus' teachings of meekness, humility, and non-resistance the essential principles of a just society. Above all, he condemned the use of violence, regardless of the purpose for which it was employed. So we can find with Kropotkin and Tolstoy and Bakunin, various and sundry people, individuals, struggling out or railing against the machine and bringing their ideas to the forefront. And of course, those like Tolstoy had a tremendous impact because he did write well, and many people have read his novels and were influenced then by his philosophy. In so doing, let's go back to counter-revolution, revolution and counter-revolution, and then again, this is out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. We've got a bit more to go to finish this article, quite a bit indeed, several pages. And so we'll just continue along, salting in a little bit from counter-revolution and counter-revolution from Engels and Marx, Communist Manifesto, Proletarian Lessons, and other things as we continue our study of this idea. But revolution and counter-revolution are easily understood when we just think about it the way that I think it was Ron Paul used the phrase blowback, and others have used the phrase as well. I don't know who the original creator of that idea was, but whoever it was deserves credit because it's a good term, blowback. You do X and Y happens. You advance one idea and others will advance another idea. I get my stuff largely in along all of this from E.B. Edward Van Dicey in his book Public Opinion. The idea of law and public opinion is important in that so much of our law and legislation and things like that rise out of the opinions of the day, and then there are always counter opinions, there are cross currents of opinion that exist in society simultaneously. So some people are championing for health care for the children, and they advocate putting a $14 a pound tax on rolling tobacco. And then, of course, there will be blowback. There will be a cross current of public opinion saying, hey, wait a minute. You're singling out a very minor portion of the people, and you're asking them to pay an exorbitant, completely unjust, disproportionate tax on a product as a penalty to them for existing in order to support this health care for children. Well, that's not a very good thing to do. People generally that roll their own cigarettes or those that want good, clean, pure tobacco or those that can't afford TaylorMade's. And so you're out there championing for health care for children and the parents are forced to pay $14 tax on a pound of rolling tobacco. And that money's likely to come right out of the household grocery fund and their rent fund because tobacco is a pernicious, addictive drug, if you will, and people would rather have a cigarette than another bologna sandwich most times. So it was a very poorly thought out tax by Barry the Usurper and the boys. But let's go along here now. Revolutionized organizations operate alongside those which have been revolutionary from their inception. Just a little repeat from the place where we stopped yesterday. Even among the latter, however, there are some which have been neither formed nor ordained for political purposes, and these have nevertheless have a definite political orientation which colors and invigorates their activities. So not all revolutions are about politics or systems of government or governance. Sometimes revolutions come about for entirely different reasons. An outstanding example of this type of revolutionary organization was the Salon of 18th century Paris. Now, how many people, if I said, well, Claude Henri Duverbroy had a salon, would think that maybe we're talking about a hair salon, you know, or something? A hair salon, perhaps. Well, no, that's not what these salons were. Here we go. I'll give it to you again. An outstanding example of this type of revolutionary organization was the Salon of 18th century Paris, in which liberalized aristocrats and atheistic clergymen foregathered with bourgeois intellectuals. These are like reading societies or like the early Benjamin Franklin's lending libraries, circulating libraries. Salon. Breeding places, hotbeds of insurgent radicalism. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
No one is going to be oppressed today.
Okay, we are back here once again. Yes, okay, so we still don't know what he was busted for. Hal Turner, not Hal Anthony, Hal Turner. Hal Turner. Back into our article here a little bit. An outstanding example, again, of this type of revolutionary organization was the Salon of the 18th Century in Paris, in which liberalized aristocrats and atheistic clergymen foregathered with a bourgeois intellectuals. This is philosophical radicalism, little hotbeds of philosophical radicalism. It was out of this these salons that a lot of the big thinking came at this time period, 18th century, 19th century, both. And so, who are the liberalized aristocrats? Remember that in the rise of statism, the nobles and the vassals basically found themselves out of work. They were no longer, you know, in the feudal system was collapsing, the rise of mercantilism, the rise of the commercial revolution. A lot of these old nobles had little to do. And many of them found their way into military political government posts just as a way of having some money. I mean, they didn't have the serfs working on the field for them anymore. And a lot of these atheistic clergymen, you know, these are the Enlightenment clergymen, the ones that were starting to have the scales fall off of their eyes from the stuff that they'd been taught and the things that they'd had to teach, you know, the flat earth theory and all of that stuff. The scales were falling off their eyes and they were starting to see the light of day. And so they were all coming together in these hotbeds of philosophical radicalism known as salons. Continuing, the salons had been social meeting places for the aristocracy long before the power of the ancient regime, that'd be France, was at all shaken. But with the approach of the revolution, the French Revolution, they underwent a complete transformation. They grew in number, they were no longer exclusively aristocratic, and they adopted an equivocal attitude, denouncing the government in theory and supporting it in practice. Is initially the revolutionists who set up political organizations. Only later do those whom the revolutionists attack establish rival institutions. And so we can see that this new systems of government that were springing up here and there and everywhere and being championed for, the causes of revolution, much of these governments were thought out, dreamed up, planned up, hatched up in these various salons. And then there was the blowback or the counter-revolutionary movements that would come then to attack these newly found governments, oftentimes from people who also were out of those salons, who maybe styled their philosophical underpinning in a different manner. Under peaceful conditions, the ruling class is organized as the state and needs no other specially political associations. The lower class, on the other hand, must strive to consolidate itself on both the economic and the political front. Again, this was out of the encyclopedia here. The role of organization is likely to be more important in a proletarian than in a bourgeois revolution. Now, we're going to find out more about the role of organization as we continue in these studies, because there's a new phenomena working its way across America and elsewhere, this concept of organization, but that's not the same that's being advanced here. So the role of organization is likely to be more important in a proletarian than in a bourgeois revolution. Getting all, herding cats is a phrase I've heard in the past. Trying to herd a mud puddle, if you will. The transition from capitalism to a classless society, a classless socialist society, involves more radical and far-reaching changes than simply the suppression of the feudal order by the bourgeois system, both of which are marked by an internal antagonism between an upper and a lower class. The social status of the banker, the manufacturer, and the highly paid professional prior to a bourgeois revolution is much superior to that which any element of the proletariat can hope to achieve under capitalism. But notice again here the use of the word status. Status. It's important. Status and status, etatis, it's all very similar to that. But the status of these various professions is much different from that of the status that could be hoped for by a proletariat under capitalism. In other words, you might be able to be one of these mine bosses out here in South Africa, but you're not likely to rise to any real stature from the proletarian unless you, you know, definitely apply yourself. As our founders styled it, we had all had equality of opportunity. The opportunity to excel was there. There were no ceilings placed over our heads. Under the equal opportunity that we have today under socialism, we all have the opportunity to be equally suppressed. A little bit different. Continuing here, if I can, for many bourgeois groups, their revolution simply confirms an accomplished change. The proletariat, on the other hand, must organize in order to overcome its sense of subjection and to prepare for the seizure of political power, which represents merely the first decisive step towards its social emancipation. So when we find ourselves the proletariat, if you will, if I'm speaking to the proletariat, if we could use such a phrase, all of the wage slaves that are being raped, robbed, and pillaged right now by the bankster gangsters, if we're looking at altering the system of government right now in this country, desperately needed here, restoring a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government with some semblance of right and corresponding duty and accountability at all levels, then, according to our author here, we need to prepare for the seizure of political power through organization. They must organize in order to overcome its sense of subjection and to prepare for the seizure of political power, which represents merely the first decisive step toward its social emancipation. Nor is the socialist movement as limited in dealing with the problems of organization as is bourgeois liberalism. So there's a little difference going on here. Lots of things. Back and check these archives out. Listen to the second hour of today's broadcast over a couple of times. Groups professing a belief in the beneficence of free competition in all spheres of social life will be somewhat adverse to rigidity and centralized control in politics. And you can say that twice, more than just somewhat averse. Groups professing a belief in the beneficence of free competition in all spheres, it's been my experience and in my research, strongly reject central planning. While those whose aim is a planned society will naturally favor the highest degree of organization. And so when we see from Barry the Usurper's talk here about democracy, and he's talking about his desire to, you know, spread it out, but he's talking about governance. In the direct quote, he's talking about governance. Governance is not the same as government. Governance is what the Maza does over the slave, so to speak. Government is what we establish in a constitutionally limited republic when we approve the Constitution. There's a difference between government and governance. Anyway, dropping down a little bit further here, the importance of organization and the achievement of socialism may be illustrated by a comparison of the Russian Revolution of October 1917 with the German Revolution of 1918. In Russia, the Bolshevik Party, at the head of the masses of peasants, workers, and soldiers, overthrew capitalism, ostensibly, which it should be noted was still rather weak. In Germany, it works the opposite. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Mm. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we found in our article here a contrast between the Russian Revolution of October 1917 and the German Revolution of 1918, where in the Russia the Bolsheviks gained dominance over the Mensheviks and then went on and became the head of the masses of the peasants, ostensibly. You know, that was their great mistake. They fell for that hook, line, and sinker. In Germany, the predominance of a nominalist or nominally socialist, but in fact a petty bourgeois reformist party, they say, helped to save capitalism. Well, yeah, maybe so. That in itself would take a little bit of work to unravel for you, but we'll just accept it as part of an encyclopedia article and proceed. The German experience has shown that just as some organizations of non-revolutionary origin became revolutionized under certain circumstances, associations founded for essentially revolutionary purposes may develop an antipathy to revolutionary action, and indeed, without formally disavowing their revolutionary past, may turn into counter-revolutionary bodies. Again, you have access to the internet. Take some time and look at this concept of revolution and counter-revolution and think this through really carefully. This is vitally important for us to understand these techniques and tactics that have come before us, things that have been thought out and tried. we need to find a little bit of this revolution and counter-revolution at this time period in America and understand how it works, how it can work for us, how it can work against us, so that we can maximize our leverage. Some people say that, well, we outnumber them if we can get into a we and them and us and they type of a thing. One philosophy against another, but as many of the hosts on this network have already laid out for you, some of the we's and them, you know, like the Pogo, the cartoon, we found the enemy is us. We have barbarians inside the gate, so to speak. We have Trojan horses all over the place. They no longer just have ropes they let down at night, they've got escalators, and people just go up and down inside of these Trojan horses all the time. Neon lights on the side. Look at me, follow me, follow me. One Trojan horse after the next. Anyway, that's what happens when you get into a pluralist society such as ours. With regard to legality of revolutionary organization, there are certain theoretical differences between the situation confronting revolutionary liberalism and that which socialism must face. Whereas the former attacks a state which does not in principle tolerate any association with political aims, the latter arises under conditions of more or less developed political democracy. Democracy. Socialism develops under conditions of more or less developed political democracy. In practice, however, the distinction is not as sharp as these formal considerations suggest, for it is unwise to assume that a bourgeois state, heavily middle class, bourgeoisie, high, top, upper level, middle class, entrepreneurs, will permit revolutionary socialist parties to develop to the point where they can command the allegiance of an electoral majority and can grasp the political power by parliamentary means. Every attempt will be made to stop that from happening. We talk about becoming vocal local and seeking election to office at the county committee man and county committee woman position in your local voting precinct all across the America in the 1,177,000 plus local voting precincts and gaining majority positions inside of this established two-party political beast system. For a while, if we proceed wise as serpents and harmless as doves and be quiet about it, don't announce who or what you are, just run and win, we may be able to gain majority positions in these county committees, in the congressional district committees, in the legislative district committees, and at the various caucuses and state conventions, gaining majorities all the time. This is partly how we were taken over in this country. But that window of opportunity may close because it's all ruled by statute. The statutes could change. The parties could change their bylaws, their standing rules, change the process. They can change the rules midstream. The IRS has done it many times. The Fed does the same thing. So we can't count on it, but it's still a window of opportunity. Dropping down a little bit further here, again, on the other hand, it is a matter of historical record that for some time before its final collapse, absolute monarchy was too weak, seriously, to combat revolutionary agitation and propaganda. They moved quickly. They thought it out in advance in these various and sundry salons. And they went in and went right up against the absolute monarchs. But the absolute monarchs, again, were supported by the capitalists and created by them largely as the transference from feudalism into absolutism and imperialism was made. Dropping down further again, despite its essential illegality, the revolutionary party or bloc may, in a situation where the disintegration of the old political system is far advanced, arrogate to itself, finding that word is important for me, arrogate to itself, a great many governmental and administrative functions, thus competing with their lawfully constituted authorities, Parliament with the Crown, Soviet with the Democratic Legislature, etc. But if you remember this little formula that I've laid out, this hypothesis that I've laid out, that there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated, here's our word, arrogated to itself, now I've got the exact phrase from my hypothesis, arrogated to itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And here in our study of revolution and counter-revolution, we find the exact phrase, arrogate to itself. And who? We're even talking political. Let's just give it again. Despite its essential illegality, the Revolutionary Party, this could be the rise of status, the Revolutionary Party or bloc may, in a situation where the disintegration of the old political system is far advanced, arrogate to itself a great many governmental and administrative functions. They arrogated to themselves all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, thus competing with the lawfully constituted authorities. Lawful, natural law. It's perfect. That's it. That particular sentence pays the price of reading these lengthy articles for me, and hopefully for you, help you to understand where we're coming from. Revolutions are often preceded by public calamities, such as famines and wars. And recently we've heard the rhetoric coming out of Hillary Clinton that you never want to waste a good crisis. Never let a crisis go to waste. Revolution and counter-revolution, the permanent revolution, crisis theory, crisis management, dialectical materialism, etc. Revolutions are often preceded by public calamities, 9/11, such as famines and wars, Katrina, which short-sighted observers incorrectly regard as causatives, that this caused that in the post-9/11 world. Nonsense. Other efforts came before 9/11. 9/11 was a symbol. It was a propaganda by deed, an anarchist move, if you will. Propaganda by deed. It was not causative of anything. It was just part of the process, part of the propaganda. It was necessary, an A to do this. It's part of the Hegelian dialectic. Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. You have the thesis is to blow the building down, let's say, and the antithesis is the blowback against blowing the building down. It brings you into the synthesis of the Department of Homeland Security, the Help America Act, Vote Act, and all of these other things. Dropping down through the article a bit further, their true significance from the standpoint of the revolutionary process lies in the fact that they serve to spread and to intensify the inclination to revolutionary action. Such events weaken the loyalty of the intermediate strata to the existing order and assure their neutrality, if not their active cooperation, in the first stages of a revolution. Did our Congress drop their neutrality? Did they drop their loyalty to their previous strata? Did they drop their loyalty to their states and join the revolution? I think they did. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Okay, and we're back again, cruising along into the last segment of today's broadcast. Boy, these just do fly by, don't they? I hope they, I hope these broadcasts are really interesting to you. They certainly are, enjoyable for me. I get a lot out of these broadcasts. You know, I've been asked sometimes why I do this stuff. You know, it is for free, at least from our end. It's certainly not for free. That's a misnomer. I mean, to tell you what, this is not free. A lot of money goes in, comes from our end, the host's end, just to do these broadcasts. You know, it's, being on the internet, as all of you know, is not something that's free. Printer ink is never free. The time is never free. The electricity is never free. The heat, the cooling, and all of that, it's not free. There are other things that I could do with my time. But one of the reasons why I do radio broadcasting, and I've enjoyed doing it in the past, is the opportunity, and one of the ways, the reasons why I do the way I'm doing it, is I'm pulling out material that I have researched and read previously, thoroughly, oft times, many times over, tied together with lots and lots of other stuff, bring that material out on air, read it straight out of the books, and comment it as I'm going through it. Then, selfishly perhaps, but for my own education, I go back also and listen to the archives, because I'm listening for the things that came up out of me, welled up out of my memory, connections that I drew to the material, just like you're sitting there. And believe you me, we have so much in common. If you're listening to talk radio, I've been doing it for years as a listener and a caller. If you're sitting there listening, I know that you, if you've got a notepad going or something like that, I'm saying something and then something comes into your mind. You make connections. It ties together with your research. At that point, you should pick up the telephone, call in and tell me. Let me know so that we can connect these dots and expand our knowledge together. But I go back and listen to these archives because I'm interested in finding out what was spontaneous, what jumped out of my mind as I was rereading live on air under the pressure of being on air, knowing I'm on air, knowing you're listening, what jumps out of my mind and out of my mouth and out onto the airwaves. Sometimes that's the best thinking I've had all day, maybe in a month. Draw these connections together, connecting these dots. So this, and I call it, this is interactive talk radio is the name of the game. I'm being straight up with you on that. Anywho, back into the article here. Revolutions are often preceded by public calamities, such as famines and wars, which short-sighted observers incorrectly regard as causative. Short-sighted observers. And that short-sighted observation is what we're spoon-fed out of the media. In other words, X happens, then the media tells you, you think this, and then you think that. And as a short-sighted observer, you don't see the rest of the story, perhaps. You're only watching what the magician's right hand is doing while his left hand is stealing the house. Continuing, the approach of a revolutionary storm is heralded by growing restiveness of the masses and increasingly frequent outbursts of violence on a local scale. Becumen, vocalis, localis. The idea of this growing restiveness of the masses. Surely you've heard it said many times that you're out and about and you're talking to somebody, maybe you're at a farmer's market or down at the library or you're somewhere out in the shopping, you know, going to the grocery or someplace or doing laundry at a laundromat, and people talk and you can just sense that they're agitated. They know something's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. A growing restiveness of the masses and infrequently violent, you know, increasingly frequent outbursts of violence. We've heard of that fellow, the man that had an asphalt business. I can't remember the town it was in a couple of months back. And he'd been hassled and hassled and hassled and hassled by the local zoning commission and the city council, bugging him all the time, getting in his face, you know, violating everything, laissez-faire, laissez-faire. He finally had enough. That's all he was going to take of it. He took a gun down there and wiped out half a dozen or more of these city council members. Frequent outbursts of violence on a local scale. Assassination of prominent leaders of the government or of political parties, government parties. Bombings of important buildings in the city and firing of landlord mansions in the country. Burning up the landlord's mansions in the country. Burning of court records and mortgage deeds. Have you seen the way that your local courthouses have been armored lately? How about your enhanced 911 buildings? Bulletproof windows. Lockable airproof entryways and those sort of things. You go into your local courthouse and you almost have to submit to a body cavity search. Bulletproof windows every place. You have to slide your papers, please, under a glass, bulletproof glass window. Talk through them through an inch and a half of bulletproof glass, etc. Or through a speaker like you're at a prison someplace. Strikes of producers of essential foodstuffs. Mass demonstrations and worker strikes and all the tea parties and things like that are going on. The approach of a revolutionary storm is heralded by all of these. This lets you know that it's getting close, that things are heating up. The immediate effect of each of these occurrences taken separately may be virtually nil, but in the aggregate, they indicate that the revolutionized strata are no longer content to remain passive. They've become vocal, local. Any incident, however petty, is apt to set off the actual revolution. Any incident, however petty, is apt to set off the actual revolution. We get all these little tests, you know. 9/11 was a test. Katrina was a test. Get all these little tests all the time. The shootings in schools and things like that, these tests. But any little incident may set off the actual revolution. So the master blasters are always testing the water, sensing, are the people ready to go ballistic yet? Some people ask, when will the people stand up? What will it take to get them off the lazy boy and off the couch? The revolution of 1848 in Bavaria seems to have begun with the dropping of a student's cane from the balcony into the orchestra pit of a Munich theater. The dropping of a student's cane from the balcony into the orchestra of a Munich theater set off the revolution of 1848 in Bavaria. Wow. When a great revolution finally breaks, it encounters virtually no internal opposition. It appears to unite the people rather than to separate them into hostile camps. Psychological drives such as the suggestion and imitation or fear play a part in this process, although it cannot be entirely reduced to these simple terms. Nothing is more contagious than success in politics, as in every other field of human endeavor. The fact that a revolutionary attempt has succeeded, that under pressure from below the governing machinery of the state has collapsed, seems to put the adherents of the old order in the wrong. Few of them have so clear a conviction and so fervid a faith in the correctness of their pre-revolutionary ideals as to persist in their old beliefs under such circumstances. Most of the former conservatives adopt to a varying extent the philosophy of the victorious revolution. The swing in political opinion is so abrupt and so wide that it results in a glaring inconsistency between present professions and past performances. And for whatever, to whatever extent these Tea parties were control up. We saw that across the country, and certainly I did. I was on air at that time on another broadcast, and I took the live call-ins from these various things going on all over the United States. And we found that there were many of them that were peopled by people in these parties. All these with their past, their present professions of conservatism, their support for the Bush administration, or the usurper's administration. But it was glaringly inconsistent when they were faced with the knowing that our tax system had gone berserk and our financial house was burning down around us. And in some cases, people turned out in droves. Sometimes it was just a small assembly. But these are the kinds of things that we're going to see, the swings in political opinion, abrupt and wide, glaring inconsistencies between present professions and past performances. We'll pick it up again there tomorrow. Thank you for being with us today. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.